I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water, or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So stop your wondering, take a stand.
Hello. I know that's fucking right, bitch. Yeah. See that? That's apes together strong. This is our ape clan. I'm Caesar.
I'm Maurice.
And Dason's Maurice. Yeah. Los Angeles, California, how the fuck are you, bitch? Our hometown, not really, but kind of.
Close enough.
Close enough. Welcome back, Los Angeles. Y'all, thank you so much for coming out. We are so excited to be here on the official Loud book tour featuring Two Idiot Girls. Period. Sorry. In celebration of my New York Times best-selling book, yeah. Loud. My bad. I forgot.
I wouldn't cheer that loud. It's super easy to do it, and everyone does
it. So, super yeah. easy. It's yeah. super easy. My ghostwriter's been crazy busy this past month. It's me. What if it was Squid
it's
and
squid
Tuna?
It's Squid and Tuna, yeah.
Thank you all so much for coming out. Fun fact, this was the first stop to sell out, bitch.
Yeah.
Period. Notice how I said first, but not the only. Because fucking period. And we are so excited to be here with you all. In fact, we were here a year ago. In January of last year.
Yeah. Some of you came to that show.
And
really
some
fun.
Of you were not there. So, you're welcome. Consider this the final warning to get on the train. But we are so excited to be here. Last year, I think we sold like half of it.
Yeah.
This year, we sold out the whole
Which
fucking thing.
Yeah.
In the first week, period. And we are so happy to be here talking about, or in promotion of, my New York Times bestselling book, obviously.
Yeah.
And for all of you to see Two Idiot Girls, it's truly a dream come true, getting to promote my first book, especially with Dace. And we're so happy you're all here. So before we get into the show, this has been my favorite question to ask this entire tour. Are there any plus ones here that have no idea who the fuck we are? Yeah. Yeah, always real confident, real
Officers,
confident.
Officers, he's over there. You can take him out the back doors.
Guards! Just kidding. Happy you're here. Okay, girl. Okay, queen. I got you. Okay, queen. Take a seat. Thank you very much.
We got it from here.
I'm happy y'all are here, including plus ones. We hope you enjoy the show if you're unfamiliar. If you don't, we have your money, so yeah. It doesn't matter.
Thanks for coming.
Hey, either way, I'm coming out on top. You know what I mean? Either way, we're in the green, you know? but we're going to have a really fun time. So for those that are new to our Apes Together Strong, those who are new, we are a user submission pod. So we did pass out little prompts prior to the show, as you can see. And what we typically do on our show at home is we send out a prompt and then we have the chat send in their stories and we...
make fun of you.
Make fun of you. Yeah. And it's going to be super fun. Tonight's no exception. So as I said, we passed out this prompt. The prompt for tonight is, what's the worst thing they did and you stayed? Oh, yeah. Yeah, sit in that feeling, you know.
Yeah, that was us backstage reading these. Oh.
Yeah. So that being said, speaking of shameful silence, a lot of you filled out this card, and we did select some, and this is the part where I remind you that you all check that little box at the bottom that says, I consent to this being read on stage.
Yes.
Now hold on to that, because I will be calling on you to answer for your crimes, okay? And you know what? Consider it an intervention, all right? Everyone up to date? Sound good? We're going to have a really fun time. Does that sound good to y'all? Period. Before we get into the stories, Dace, hit them with the intro.
Okay. All right, friends. Welcome to the Los Angeles stop of the Loud Book Tour featuring two idiot girls. Woo! Okay.
Yeah, that's the part where plus ones go. It's all right. When you join the cult, we'll give you the intro info, okay? Now, who's ready to hear the stories? Good? Period. Let's hear who's first.
Okay, this first one is from someone named Marina, and I think your last name starts with a T, as in Tom.
Marina.
Okay.
There you are.
Okay, Marina said...
Yeah, everyone look and perceive.
He would get...
Just kidding.
I know. I'm all, can we get a spotlight on Marina? I'm just kidding.
I know, for real.
Okay, so it says, he would get so mad after losing co-ed intramural soccer, he would grab a stick and hit every tree and pole on the walk home, and I still went on a date with him. Oh, but she put her big three. She's a Leo sun, Sag rising.
Oh. Well, I don't relate to that because I'm a Sag rising and that would piss me off.
Wait, okay. How old are you guys?
Did you say 26? Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Come again?
Mm-hmm.
You were 18? Okay, so too old. Okay, got it.
Still too old, yeah.
Still far too old, obviously.
I wish you were 26 in this story. That'd make it way funnier. Yeah,
18 is still way too old. Can enlist in the military but doesn't know how to lose properly. That's nice. Okay, so how'd you meet this guy? You were on the same dorm floor. You were in college?
Oh, okay. I thought he was going to be in high school still, not in college. But
that makes intramural even more embarrassing. Yeah. Because leaving in high school, it could be like a club. In college, it's a choice that you make. Okay.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, how long did you know this guy before you, witnessed this in action? 4 months.
Did he do this all the time in front of you during those 4 months? Yeah.
Yeah. She's like... Okay.
What did you think? Did you agree with his sentiment? No.
What if it was like a, no, stop, he only listens to me.
Yeah. Babe, look at me.
Babe,
this isn't
he
you.
He only listens to me, babe. This isn't you.
Put the stick down, it's okay.
Babe, please. No, everyone stop, please. He only listens to me. Women have a skill. They have a skill to turn any horrifying story into a song about love.
Okay,
so you witnessed this multiple times over those 4 months?
Okay. Did you think it was hot or something and that's why it didn't bother
you? He's just passionate
he
about
just
his interest.
He just loves that team, yeah.
You felt bad for him?
He's acting like a baby and you feel bad for him? Oh. I would get the ick. What if one time he hit,
Come here.
What if
Come
one
here.
Time he hit a tree so hard, he bends down, his butt crack's hanging out. I'm mad. Immediately.
As soon as he starts looking for a stick, I'm gone. What you need that shit for? Yeah, I'm gone.
It has to be one that like doesn't hurt when you hit really hard, but it doesn't always break, right?
Yeah, but if you hit it and then it splinters and then he gets one and he's like, See, this is why. This is your fucking fault. Imagine he's looking for the stick part. I'd be so caught off guard.
He's still in his cleats. They're like walking on sidewalk. Just sounds like kitten heels. Honk.
He's like, hold my orange slices. That's fucking crazy.
He has that little drawstring backpack on his back. Huh? He has his own soccer ball
in
there.
He has that Gatorade squirty bottle.
The Gatorade one?
The first time he hits that stick, I'd be like, you know, maybe if you had that kind of energy on the field, you wouldn't...
I don't know, maybe if you were locked in, you would win more games.
Maybe if we redirect that energy towards the skill, maybe you wouldn't have to hit everything on the way home. Did he have like a favorite size stick? Was he like, oh, this is a good one? It would what, sorry? It would make a whiff sound. Oh, him doing practice swings.
He's
this one's good. This one's good. Hey, this one's good. Marina, did you see? This one's good.
He's like, give me another one. I don't really like this one. Yeah.
Marina, this one doesn't have enough durability. My torque's not as quick with this one.
Stupid.
Would you help him look for a stick?
No. I don't believe you. I think you're lying. You felt bad for him. I'd be like, here, don't hurt yourself. Take this stick, here.
Babe, don't worry. I picked one out already. It's perfect. I got one on the way in.
Here.
How tall was this guy? Shoot me straight, Doc. How tall are you? You don't know. Yeah. You don't know.
I'm 5'4".
Every bitch is like, he was 6'1". How tall are you? 5'3". You don't know.
You don't know, yeah.
Respectfully.
Everybody's 6'1", to me, so I get it.
Yeah. So anyone under 5'5", is like... You could tell them I'm 6. I could tell them I'm 6'4", and they'd be like, probably. Sure. I'm inclined to believe you. That's crazy. And you know how many men have been like, oh, I'm like 6'1", and I'm like, I can see your scalp. And I would prepare for what's in your future if I were you. It's not looking too promising from what I could see up there. And you said that on here, you said, right, you still went on a date with him? After you watched multiple of his, how was the date? Was it good? It was what? In La Jolla?
Okay.
Okay, so he's got money. Yeah.
I feel like people with money act like this after shit like that, so that makes sense to me. Yeah.
Damn, I would fucking hope so. Lying about your height and you need to hit things with sticks, yeah. I'm gonna need a little exchange there.
Did you guys play on the soccer team together? You just knew him from your... Oh, you did?
Oh, you did? That makes it significantly more uncomfortable. You're both in the jersey as he's hitting trees on the way home.
Not even. They're wearing fucking pennies.
Yeah, you're wearing those little... the little socks on the helmets type deal. That's fucking crazy. What was the final, like, nah, I can't do this anymore? The date?
You just said
it wasn't nice. So that's two lies that you told us.
Marina, what's going on?
Why? What on the date happened? You could just give me like one good one. What was the catalyst on the date? He wasn't funny? That sounds pretty funny.
Yeah. He sounds like the funniest man I've ever heard of.
Marina, I beg to differ. He's full of jokes, clearly. Did you tell him, girl, why can't you be as funny as you were when you were hitting that tree on the way home? I'm not getting that here.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy that you watched that happen so many times, and then you were like, and he just wasn't fucking funny. Literally last night in San Jose, we were talking to a girl that said, like, this guy cheated on her multiple fucking times. Oh, yeah. And then we were like, well, what was the final straw? She goes, I saw his butt crack when he got out of the car. Hey, bitch, whatever works. I don't give a fuck. Like, if an ick gets you out of there, by all means, you know? I just think it's like, I don't know, he just wasn't that funny, I guess, after watching him throw tantrums on the way home.
Because she felt bad for him, and then she's like, yeah.
Well, that's called charity then, you know what I mean? They don't deserve that. And now you're a lot happier, yes? Period. We love to hear it. Everyone give her a hand. Who's next?
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
Okay, this next one is from Alba Quintanilla, like Selena.
Alba.
Oh, over there.
There you are.
Okay, she said, he told me to save salsa for everyone else. There's way worse, but that one stayed with me.
Once again. There is way worse, but that's the one that got me.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Like, they're like, well, you call me a fat bitch, but also,
what
get
the
a
fuck
load
is
of this.
That? Yeah.
That is so funny. Like, the fact that he's like, damn, save some for the rest of us.
Remember when you were little and you'd go to the water fountain and they'd be like, save some for the fishes? That shit would piss me off. Don't fucking say that to me.
He's like, damn, are you hungry? No, it's all right. I didn't want any salsa. Nobody did.
It's just them two at the table.
You know what? That shit would piss me off too, bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What are you pocket watching me for, bitch? Don't watch me while I do things. Especially
eat.
Yeah. But I know a bowl of tortilla chips and salsa hates to see me coming, bitch. The way my prey drive is enacted immediately,
we immediately stop talking. There's no more talking. It's just eating. Yeah.
For real. My pupils dilate to the size of my irises, bitch.
There's just something about appetizers. I just fucking love that.
Especially tortilla chips and salsa. Yeah. And a salsita, period.
Yeah.
What the fuck? So what's the situation? Where are you at? Are you guys in mixed company? Is it just the two of you? Mixed company, was it like friends or family? Friends. Oh, bitch. Sometimes I'm like, oh, you waited to pull that out in front of people that aren't used to me.
Yeah.
So you know I can't freak out in front of strangers. Also, my sister's here, she's used to it. Okay, so was he trying to make a joke? Was he being for real? He was being for real? And what did you say? You said, there's enough.
I would have been like, then order more, bitch. Shut up.
I would have been like, slow feet don't eat. Sorry. You got to get in where you fit in, bitch. You don't want to see it gone? Get faster. I don't know what the fuck to tell you. It's kill or be killed at this table. Damn. After you said, did you guys fight about it in the car on the way home? You said that's his problem? Well, clearly it's not.
Yeah.
Because you've been holding on to it for I don't know how long. Hey, you know what? Spite drives me too. You know what I mean? In a lot of ways. When you say there were other things he did that were worse, can you give me one silly one? Yeah. Like one that's not as serious. Nothing crazy. I mean, this is pretty fucking silly if I'm being honest.
Yeah.
But I love that you held on to this. Like, that's so me. Mm-hmm. Wait, he got upset at the kind of music they were playing on a bus you guys were taking?
In Cancun?
And then did what? Got mad?
Did you pick the song that was playing? She's playing Fuck My Baby Daddy. She goes, I don't know why you got mad. We were being silly. I don't know why you got so mad.
Bow, 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 bow. He got mad at the. He goes, sorry, I'm not myself. My fucking bitch girlfriend ate all the salsa at lunch, and I'm really on edge because I've been thinking about that all day. My fucking bad. And now you're playing music I fucking hate. He sounds like a gem.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun to be around. What was the final, like, catalyst to can't do it anymore? Oh, Cancun? You said, damn, I'll let you fat shame me, but the bus thing is where I draw the line.
That's enough.
And you're a lot happier now, yes? Yes, yay. Period. We love to see it. Love. Who's next?
Okay, this next one is from someone named Vanessa, and this one's about a haunted house.
Vanessa? Is everyone, ooh.
Okay. She's by the bar. Okay.
You're all by the bar? Nice.
Okay, she said, we went with my family to a haunted maze that was 45 to 60 minutes long, and he had a shit and couldn't hold it and shit his pants when we were still in line to get into the maze. Truly mortified. P.S. He also shit himself at
Disney.
At Disney. We eventually broke up.
Eventually.
But, like, only a few more times, and then I was over it. At that point, I was like, hey, I have to draw a line somewhere.
Does he have, like, bowel issues, and that's why this
well,
keeps
clearly,
happening?
What the fuck?
What if he just gets so excited he shits his pants? Like, he can't even control it.
Yeah, you know, like, my dog pisses when he gets excited. His is probably poop.
He sees Mickey Mouse. He goes, oh, my God, I have to go to the bathroom. I'll be right back. Oh, my God, sorry,
oh, my God.
Sorry.
Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my
I'm
God.
Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
Sorry, 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 I'm so nervous. Imagine if someone shit their pants at the meet and greet. I'd be mad, I'll be honest with you. I'd get mad. I'd be nice, but I'd be mad inside. Okay. Hey, queen.
Yeah. What happened?
Hey, diva. Why are you dating a man who shits his pants frequently?
More than once.
She said, I was.
Well, yeah, I read the part where you said we eventually broke up. But yeah. Does he have, like, a lactose intolerance issue or something?
She said, no, I don't know what his problem is.
Well, you dated him.
You should know. Hey, that's your fucking man right there. Come get your fucking man. Your
so
ex.
He shit his pants in line for the maze and then still went in the maze? With shit in his pants? That's crazy. Wait, you said haunted maze. Were you guys at, like, Not Scary Farm or something?
It was in where?
Oh, Thousand Oaks. Oh, okay. Is it, like, a corn maze type shit?
It was just a really long maze. She goes, honestly, I don't remember the details. All I remember is him having
smell.
Shit in his pants.
It's the smell, yeah.
Holding a turd in your pants for 60 minutes is fucking nuts. That is crazy
and
work.
And then, like, how are you having fun in the maze knowing what's in
He's
your
like,
pants?
He's like, well, I can't get out of line. We're almost there.
He's laughing and screaming and just smells like shit.
Imagine the monsters are
I'm mad.
Imagine the monsters are like, oh, dude.
Ew. What is that?
He takes his mask off.
Ew.
Oh, my
He's
God.
He's like, are you fucking kidding me, bro? I literally make $9 an hour. Like, don't do this to me.
I do this as an art. Like, how dare you?
He's like, I went to Juilliard. And this is what the fuck I have to do now. I have to scare people with shit in their pants.
Wait, where were you guys at Disney when he shit his pants?
Yeah, what's two separate instances? Nice.
Near pirates. It
kind of
smells like shit
bathrooms.
Over there, so he's fine, yeah.
There's tons of bathrooms over there. I know that. What was the reason there? Like, did he ever explain himself? Or were you guys kind of like, well, that's him.
He'd just be doing that. Yeah.
That's typical Jeff.
Oh,
he does that all the
time. Did he shit his pants again? He's always doing that. He's crazy.
Let me guess. He shit himself. What the fuck?
And then did he stay at Disneyland with shit in his pants? You left. Okay.
You left. Oh, well.
Well, thank God. Yeah.
I'm glad you left, but I had doubts for a second, considering he went into the fucking maze for an hour. Did he give you an explanation at all? He was just pissed off, and so were you.
Why the fuck is he mad?
You're mad at me?
You shit your pants. I'm mad at you.
You guys, what's funny is that you were by Pirates of the Caribbean when it happened. That walk back to the tram.
That's a long walk. Yeah.
Y'all walking inside. I'm not the one who shit my pants, so I don't know why the fuck you're mad at me.
Then you walking have to sit in your, you gotta sit in your mess on the tram too.
You have to squeeze in with another fucking family.
It smelled like that when we got on here. You're telling everyone that gets on? It smelled like that when we got
on
here.
They have that bubble blower that's just blowing in your face. You're like, this is the worst day of my fucking life.
You're so overstimulated and there's shit in your pants. It's crazy.
You have to get off the tram, walk in the fucking parking structure, take the escalator up, whole time you're fighting, and whole time poop in the
poop
pants.
Poop in the pants, yeah.
Did he try to go change or anything? Or was he like, oh, babe, you'll never guess what happened. He went and took his underwear off.
Both times. So he's just like no chonies, and he just has his pants on.
No chonies, caca in the fucking crack.
Because you know he didn't wipe. You know he just took the chonies off and threw them away.
He's like it's like a diaper. He just he sits on that changing table in the
he's laying.
His feet are up.
Aw. He probably made her go in there and change his diapy.
Did you wipe? Let me see.
Let me check. I don't good. Let me check.
Having to do chony checks on my man, I'm good.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm good. So if pooping his pants wasn't enough, what was the reason for you to be like, actually, this is too far? You got tired of it?
You got well, tired of his shit, literally.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally and metaphorically. And now you're a lot happier, yes? Period. We love to hear it. Who's okay. Next?
This next one is from someone named Kat with a K, and it talks about your boyfriend's sister.
Kat, there you are.
Okay.
Hello.
So she said, after doing the deed, he invited his sister into the room because we spent a lot of time together and he needed a new face. Then he proceeded to lose Jenga and get mad for the rest of the night. Did he go outside with a stick? He was like, fuck!
He is just fuck! Babe, hand me my stick. I have some business to attend to outside. Was this man's name Jamie Lannister by chance?
Yeah.
Or what the fuck? He's like, I've honestly had enough of you. I need a five. Can you call my sister, tell her to come in here?
Don't you mind asking my sister to come in here?
What the fuck? Like, he just was like, hey, thanks so much.
Do you mind if my sister comes in?
It was after you helped him move into his new apartment.
Did he say, I'll buy you pizza and beer like everyone does? I'm not fucking helping people move. Yeah. I'm 30.
I'm an adult. I'm not doing that.
Yeah.
So he hustled you into free labor. Okay, got it. Multiple labor too, apparently.
Yeah.
Okay, and so he was just like, I miss my sister. You walked out?
Okay.
He walked out of the room and then came back with his sister holding Jenga. Hey, I'm emptying a clip. Like, we're all... None of us are going home. What the fuck is this?
She's laying on the bed with, like, this sheet. She's all, oh. Can you give me 5 seconds? Sorry.
She's like, oh, I didn't know your fucking sister was going to join us. And she was like, Jenga time. Who won? You won? Damn, and he was like, fuck! He's going outside. The sister didn't think that was weird? You said no. I don't know. She just was acting like it was a normal, like, game night. She's like, shirts versus skins. Set him up. Let's play.
Woo! She goes, okay, whoever loses has to take off a piece of clothing.
Strip Jenga. They come back in, they're like, you know, me and my sister really like your vibe.
Ha. Ha.
They come back in, different people. He has a fake mustache on. Me and my sister really like your vibe. We noticed you from across the bar.
We noticed you.
Noticed you have a unicorn in your profile.
Ha.
That's fucking weird. So you just sat there and played Jenga? She went... See what I mean when I say women are so fucking patient? So you whoop their ass in Jenga, and then he gets mad, and then what? He just doesn't talk to you the rest of the night? You said what?
He said, oh, are you leaving now? Oh.
Oh. He's like, oh.
He's all, now that you helped me move and I got my nut, I think you're good to go.
I think I'm good if you're good.
I feel good about tonight, yeah.
He's like, all right. Thank you. Thank you so much for your help. My sister will show you out. And did you ever see this guy again after this? Did you ever see this guy again? You broke up with him, now you're engaged, period. Ooh. We love that. And I'm assuming your fiance does not want to fuck his sister. No, he does not, period. We love that. The bar is in hell, obviously.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that would feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
Okay, this next one is from Alexandria, and I think your last name starts with a J.
Alexandria, there you are, front row.
Okay, she said, he drank all the liquor in my house, threw up all over my bathroom, passed out and peed on my bed, and we weren't even officially together.
Did he help you move into his apartment too?
Did his sister come in right after? Yeah.
Did you all fuck with Jenga in there or what? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know where to start.
Why
did he drink all the liquor in your
house? Yeah. Like liquor that you put in like a liquor cabinet, like you just
have
in
there. Yeah, but she's saying it's like leftover, so it's like brandy.
Oh, like from a party.
Yeah, and just like shit no one wants. Like, okay. Right? Okay. Schnapps. Okay. Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Damn, he shit himself over schnapps? Jesus Christ. Okay, he's drinking grenadine with nothing in it.
He's drinking Midori, and he's like, my stomach hurts.
Was he just, like, bored, or? You were like, he was on some, like, alcoholic type, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't want to guess, but I would assume.
Were you guys, like, hanging out, and then he was like, let's get fucked up, and you're like, I only have this, and then that's what happened? Okay.
Oh, really? Like, you guys were chilling, like, talking kind of deal? Or were you on a date? You were just hooking up, okay. Oh, so he would just come over all the time? And then one day he came over and just helped himself. Decided to mark his territory through all orifices, apparently.
Mom, so I have to do something so crazy. She'll never forget yeah. me.
She's never going to forget me after tonight. What the? Hold on. Threw up all over your bathroom. Like, did it start slow or did he just like exorcist his head turned around and was just wah everywhere? He left to go to the bathroom and he was gone for a while. And you said he went to the bathroom, was gone for a while. He goes to bed. You go to the bathroom and you see horror. Guttural shock and horror. You go in there and it's like, when you're looking at the rage that would send me into.
Like, get up and go clean it.
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck is this?
No, I would have called you crying because you know how I feel about throw up. And then he threw up in my bathroom. And I'm scared
of him. Yeah, Jason would literally run out the front door and close it.
I would leave him there.
Yeah, she's like, you can have that apartment. It's yours.
That's okay.
Okay, so then you clearly followed the breadcrumb trail to where he was. And he was passed out. And you tried to wake him up, and that's when you felt the bed, and you were like, oh, he pissed in your bed.
Yeah.
Nice, nice, love that. Wait, hold on. You said the worst part is I woke him up, I told him, you threw up in my bathroom, you pissed in my bed, and he goes, no, I didn't.
Well, it's just us, so I think it's you.
I don't know. I didn't see it, and neither did you, so for all I know, it could have been you.
He has threw up all over his shirt, piss on his pants. He goes, it could have been anyone. So, and whoever did it, I'm sure they feel really bad and was an accident, I'm sure.
He's sweating through his shirt. He goes, how am I to know it wasn't you?
Oh, sure, pick me. That's real original.
One eye's closed. He's like, and how do I fucking know?
He's not even facing her. He's facing the opposite direction.
That could be fucking you, and you're just fucking doing that to me. Men have everything in fucking spades, but especially the audacity, bitch. Like
the gaslight of the century.
No, I didn't.
You always do this.
Typical. Okay, he said, no, I didn't. And you were like, yeah, you did. You said it wasn't me.
So,
well, it wasn't me, and we're the only two here. So by process of elimination, I think that might be you.
Did he clean up your house after? You cleaned
no,
it yourself?
No, you had to clean it because he went and hooked up with another girl. Oh, thank God. There's a happy ending, obviously. I'm glad to hear that he is confirmed a piece of shit. Yeah, what the fuck?
On all ends, yeah.
He's like, I mean, I would, but I have pussy to get to. Oh, so. Any other night, I swear I'd stay in clean. Any other night. Oh, you caught me on the worst night. I double booked myself. Oh, I hate when that happens. Send me a Cal invite next time, bitch. Thank you very much. That's crazy.
Did you guys end things like right after this?
Oh. She said, oh. You don't talk to him anymore. You give me a lot of justification, bitch.
I know.
Tell me how long that shit lasted after this. Few more months.
Did he do it again? Did he do it again? Oh,
no.
Okay.
You're no,
like, let's look
no.
up at your house so you can throw up and piss in your house.
That's what I would have done. Mm-hmm. I would have gone back and I would have gotten my lick. You know what I'm saying?
Now it's my turn, but I'm shitting everywhere.
I'm getting
it's
crossfaded
worse.
Completely nude and yeah. I am destroying that fucking house. I'm pissing and shitting everywhere. And then we're going to a haunted maze right after.
And then maybe we'll hit up Pirates of the Caribbean if we have time after.
Yeah, yeah. And if there's time, I'll poop myself again and we'll go to Disneyland.
I'm acting like a literal ape in his house. I'm on all fours. I'm scaring
That's
him.
That's what I'm saying. I'm shitting in my hand and I'm throwing it at him at that point. I'm squeezing
it's
out a cuckita and I'm
to
fucking
traumatize
pitching it.
You.
For real. I'm softball pitching my own shit at him. Just I drag it out for that long just so I could terrorize him. In that one sense. Let me tell you something. No dick is worth throw up all over my room
no
and piss
way,
in my fucking
no
bed.
Way.
You know what I mean? But I'm glad you know that you deserve much better than this. Yes? Period. We love to hear that. Love. Who's next?
This next one is from someone named Betty, I want to say.
Betty?
And it's about piss. So.
Okay, Betty. Okay, Archie Comics type shit.
Huh?
Okay.
Taylor Swift.
Okay.
Where's Betty?
Right there. She's right there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Okay, so she said, I went on a date with a girl and she peed her pants. She kept on walking like nothing happened. I let the whole date go on even though she was covered with pee.
Just a quick question, team. What's with y'all letting people carry bodily fluids and looking the other way?
It's not normal, so don't let them trick you. That's not normal.
Contrary to what these people may be telling you,
it's
that
not
is
normal.
Not normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on, queen? You said, I don't know. It was the first... Yeah, and you stayed on that date, didn't you, bitch?
You were there. That's such a lesbian thing to do, though, to stay on the date. Because I would have done... I would be like, oh! Okay. What do you like to do for fun?
Let's get back to this picnic. What was the date? Where'd y'all go? Palm Springs. Oh, that's her hometown? Oh, okay, what'd y'all do? Did y'all just like... Starbucks and walk to the park? How old are you? Did she hit trees on the way there?
She's like, I had a really bad day.
Sorry, I pissed my pants again. Okay, so you went to go see her in Palm Springs? She said, I have to go to the bathroom. Okay.
She's like, I drink my pinkity drink too
you
fast.
You walk back to Starbucks. She stopped. Okay, as you're walking back, she stopped, and then she was just pissed down her leg. And she goes, never mind, it went away.
And my jeans change color, by the way. You'll probably notice they're a little bit darker.
You're unfamiliar with the design of this type.
That's part of it. So.
She's like, that's not piss, that's cum. So that's actually a compliment to you.
To you, yeah.
The way she was like, actually, I don't have to go anymore. Turns around, piss all over her ass, down her legs. Okay, so she goes, actually, never mind. She said, I'm good. How old were you when this happened? Too old, obviously. I want to know how old. 24.
Okay. You're right. That is too old. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm struggling. I mean, I guess I get it because what do you do? Like, the only person that should know is them. And if they're acting like nothing happened, what do you do? You just stand there and you're like, what?
Okay, so two siblings. That's great. Okay, yeah. I have.
What's your favorite color? Okay, so you just continued with the date? And you didn't bring up the piss once. And she wanted to get in your car. These people are walking amongst us.
Yeah. They can vote. They can join the military.
These people literally can vote. Like, doesn't that terrify you? What the fuck do you... The way she's honestly, she might be a genius.
Yeah.
She's just gaslighting the fuck out of you. She's like, you don't want to go in the car? Why? Is there any particular reason that you don't want me to get in your vehicle? And then you have to bring it up, but you won't. So did it even really happen?
She goes, you said you'd give me a ride home, so open the door and let me get in the car.
Okay, so you're just kind of like trying to not bring it up? And she tried to hug you. Well, listen, if you ignored it, I would think you're down for a hug too, to be honest.
I'd be like, no, she's so chill. She didn't even give a fuck that I pissed my pants.
I think she's the one. I peed my pants and she didn't flinch.
She didn't care.
I think that's the one for me. And I'm assuming, was there a second date after this? She blocked you after!
She's like, oh, no one's allowed to piss their pants on the first date. It's a fucking
all
crime.
All of a sudden, it's gross and unsanitary. She blocked you. Hey, I'm mad. Hey, I'm actually in a really bad mood now. I ignored your piss pants the whole fucking time.
Now I need to go hit a tree or something outside of the stick.
That's fucking... It's just like this guy. No, I didn't. What do I say to that then, I guess?
Okay, you're right, yeah.
Damn, she blocked you. Damn, she got in front of you. Well, looks like you won in the end because now we get to laugh about it here.
Oh, yeah.
Period. We love to hear it. Love that. You didn't keep dating someone who pees their pants for fun. Who's next?
This next one is from someone named Paula.
Paula.
And I want to see your Instagram handle. It's like Paula X Muse. Is that you?
Yes. Okay.
So she said, an ex of mine once cried over his ex-girlfriend of 6 years ago to me, and I still helped him recover from his hair transplant surgery. I was nursing him for weeks. Anyways, he's now bald, and I have a new man.
Now that's a happy ending to a beautiful fucking story. I'm gonna turn it up. I love this song. Damn. Ex of 6 years, huh? How long were y'all dating? You were together for like 6 months at that point? Okay, but you were official. Okay. Hair transplant surgery, huh?
I have to know, how old was he when he had to get his hair transplant surgery?
27.
Hey.
Nice.
I love gender-affirming care for everybody. That's okay.
Listen.
That's okay.
Listen. They want to do that and take testosterone.
Go ahead.
By all means. Yeah. Did he go to Turkey? He went to Santa Monica. Well, no wonder he's bald now. They did a bad job.
He could have gotten veneers, too. They do like a 2-in-1 package.
And a BBL. They'll do a 3-for-1. Get lipo and everything. Mommy makeover while he's in there.
He has that belly button that they get. Yeah.
What's his name? Trevor?
Trevor. Of course it
is. I don't want to profile, but white?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's God. Mm-hmm. That's what we call reparations, bitch. Aww,
those are his ancestors.
He said, you fucked up the world so bad, I'm taking those follicles one by one.
Including the ones you moved to the top of your head.
No hair shall stand on this head. I smite thee, bloodlines. Balding at 27. Rough. Tragic.
That's tough, yeah.
Makes me giggle, if I'm being honest. Sounds like a awesome guy. He was very what? Oh, I know that. I was being facetious. Yeah.
Going bald at 27, he has a lot of issues. You're right.
Yeah, the way I'm saying awesome is the same way I would describe men I stitch on the internet. It's real awesome for me. You know what I mean? Okay, so he had a lot of issues, huh? Give me a silly one. Like, what's something? He sounds like a terrible fucking partner, so. Wait, hold on. he had a foot problem where if he walked, he would get really sweaty, and that means stinky feet. Yeah, I have that problem too when I don't shower. So
when I wear shoes
without socks, that tends to happen. He said I have a nerve problem.
I just heard that FX has a new original comedy coming out called Adults, which after watching the trailer feels all too familiar. Adults is a comedy that will feel relatable if you ever find humor in the struggles of being an adult in 2025. You know, like remembering your full social security number or to drink water or perhaps having your third existential crisis of the month. Best part is that all episodes will be ready for your next weekend binge. Watch FX's Adults Wednesdays on FX, all episodes now streaming on Hulu.
What?
So then put some fucking baby powder in your shoes. Damn. I just have to live with that stink because you don't want to wear socks?
What fucking nerve problem means you can't wear socks with your fucking Vans? I'm sure he's a big Vans guy. You're all, okay, well, your chubbies fucking stink. I don't want to smell them anymore. That's fucking crazy. He's, okay, so did he have a lot of excuses for things like that? All these medical ailments that prevent him from taking care of his general hygiene. Did he have a butt wiping problem? Was he a big stinker? Because he sounds like a big stinker.
I mean, he had to have been, yeah. Paula.
Yeah.
Well, Paula, it's us. You don't have to lie. It's okay.
He's not here.
He's not
unless
here.
He is. He's not here.
Okay.
That would be funny if he was.
Yeah. Because that happened to us last night. We were making fun of her boyfriend, and we had no idea he was sitting next to her.
I was literally going to town on that guy. And then I go, well, how long were you with this guy? She goes, well, he's right here.
Yeah, roll. Oh.
Hey, bitch, tell me that in the beginning. What the fuck?
And we met both of them in the meet and greet. I thought it was like her old man's, and that was her
me
new.
Me too.
Yeah. Nope.
And I said, no wonder you look so fucking nervous. Yeah. Like, the whole time he was going. He was a great sport, though.
Yeah.
I was really going in on him, though. I felt a little bad. I'll be honest.
I said a little bit, yeah.
I was like, I thought we were alone. My bad.
I thought this was a safe space.
I thought, you know, doctor-patient privilege. My fucking bad. Okay, so this guy's big stinky. Got it. How tall was he? 5'10", so like 5'8", got it. Damn, when you say you took care of him, like, you took care of him after he got the surgery? Like, and like, I mean, like, obviously, but did he tell you that before he got the surgery or after? I don't want to laugh at his ailments, my bad. He said, I can't reach the back of my head, I need you to put Vaseline on it.
I would have done it bad, so then it wouldn't grow back properly, because he pissed me off.
Oh, like a tattoo. Like, you know, like you have to put, like, shit on
you
a tattoo.
You gotta, like, lube up your tattoos, yeah.
Ooh, talk about a Nick. You know what I mean? Okay, so you were still being a really good girlfriend and taking care of him? And then how did it end? He he just kept, he was constantly bringing up his girlfriend. He said, you said, why didn't we talk about this before? And he goes, well, I needed a nurse and that's expensive.
And you don't care about my stinky feet, so why would I bring this up?
And you know I have that gland issue on my feet. You know that about me, ableist. That's nice. That's fucking okay.
When she first said feet issue, I thought you meant like a fetish. And I was like, that is a big problem. Yeah.
And a guy is losing his hair at 27? I'd believe you if you told me that. Yeah. I'd believe you if you told me he had a weird foot fetish. I am truly, like, I want to say the meanest things alive right now. I wish I had a picture of him.
I miss him. I wish he was here.
Missing Trevor in this moment. What did he do for a living? He was really smart. I guess.
I mean, he was smart enough to make her believe that why he can't wear fucking socks in his shoes, so he must be pretty smart. Yeah.
Must be a magician of some sort. I would have been like, hey, fuck your nerves. That shit stinks. So either put some socks on or get to work with that baby powder.
Yeah.
Okay, so he worked at where? Caltech?
He's a scientist at Caltech. That sounds like you just made that up.
Yeah.
Like, Jurassic Park head ass, like, position.
No, for real.
Oh, I'm like, a scientist over at Caltech.
I'm not kidding. I'm pretty sure Caltech is the name of that made-up university in Modern Family. And wouldn't that be so funny if he made up that whole story? And he's like, I'm a scientist. My last name is Dunphy, by the way. It's a real place. Well, as far as you know, who are we to say? A scientist for what? Do you know what he was researching? Nerd!
Yeah, he sounds like a fucking dork, Paula.
Dork! Don't care.
Don't care.
Boo! Just kidding. I'm just being mean about him because he clearly is an asshole. Who cares if he's smart?
How did you guys meet?
Yeah. On Tinder.
Oh, I thought you were going to say he looked at me across the lab and we locked eyes.
I pulled down my little gloss, my goggles, and I said, I noticed you don't have socks on.
And then he lit my Bunsen burner.
He said, Jurassic Park, get ass.
That's what that sounds like to me.
That's what I'm saying. Imagine he made up this whole life. That'd be crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so when you broke things off, it was because of the missing the ex-girlfriend thing. Wait, he started crying because why? I'm going to miss you. He was still breaking up with you, but then going, I'm going to miss you. You said, miss this.
Miss
how about that?
These fucking nuts, bro.
Wait, I think you forgot. You can miss this, bitch. Eat my dick. Also, your hair still looks bad. And then you leave. Then you leave immediately so they can't finish their sentence. Yeah. You just leave.
And then you win. There you go.
Okay, so he's like, oh, I'm going to miss you so bad. Do you mind refilling my meds before you go back? The CVS is right there.
Before you leave, can you please reapply my Vaseline?
I can't reach back there.
It's
you
really itchy.
That.
I know you didn't do it good the first time. Please do it good this time.
And if we're giving performance reviews, I wouldn't use me as a reference for any hospice nurse job you apply for in the future. Okay, so you're like, okay, bye, I guess. Wait, hold on. You said you broke up, and then he said, give me 2 weeks? For what, to get his affairs in order? What the fuck?
To go get his fucking nut with his ex-girlfriend.
Okay, he said, give me 2 weeks. To contact him? I need 14 days from you.
I was going to say, like a two-week notice. Here's your two-week notice of us breaking up. You can contact me between these 2 weeks. Do not talk to me after that.
Please do not contact me directly. You can reach me through the Slack channel or through my personal email. Thank you very much. Okay, so he said, give me 2 weeks. You never talked to him again. And did you ever hear from him again?
No.
your friend was still following him, and then she was sending you what he's posting, which is like he had recently shaved his fucking head. A video of him skateboarding.
This sounds like the coolest fucking guy of all time, bro.
He sounds kind of dope. You should have led with that.
He sounds kind of
sick. Maybe he's not that bad after all. Can he kickflip? Maybe he's a good guy after all.
And he skateboards with no socks on.
And a bald ass fucking head.
Stinky.
Damn, you're like, I thought you were wearing your helmet. It's just his plain head. That's fucking crazy. I love a friend that's still following and be like, look at, get a load of this.
Now he's skateboarding, yeah.
Now he's fucking skateboarding and he just fucking sent it on the, just went full bald. The hair transplant did not do well. It's probably because you did. We're so bad at putting the Vaseline on.
Yeah, you did a good job, Paul.
That's probably on you, girl. And you're like, yeah, exactly. You're doing it. What if when you were back there, you were shaving it off?
She's like plucking all the hair follicles off.
He's like, is it? It's still kind of stinging. You're like, oh yeah, I think the doctor said that's normal. You're back there threading it
with your teeth. Yeah. Fucking stupid.
It's red as fuck back there. Because he's a white guy, obviously.
Yeah.
Their skin gets
Trevor.
Irritated very easily. I know that. I know that about their culture. I know that much. Yeah. They get pink real fast.
Real fast.
That's also God punishing them. Crazy. Crazy. I wouldn't blame you. I think that's funny that he just went full Professor X. He's like, fuck this hair transplant. Aww. And now you're a lot happier, yes? Period. Yeah. We love to hear it. Amazing. Everyone, give a round of applause to our volunteers for tonight. Thank you all so much for your sacrifices so we could all giggle and laugh. And thank you all so much for being such good sports. That's probably our favorite part about our audience is that y'all are so fucking fun.